my beautiful podcast family. How are you doing? I just want to talk about how to fight faith, how to fight faith, how to fight for faith in the dark, how to fight for faith. God has just been really laying it on my spirit a lot lately to just, man, shove this faith message down all who listen to me's throats. I just feel like it. I feel like we've been stuck forever. I feel like we've been crying over spilt milk instead of turning the spilt milk into, man, glorious whipped cream. Okay. And so I really want to talk about that today. Today, I was speaking to my inner circle family. I have a RTK Inner Circle, which is a mentorship program that I have, which has turned into the most incredible group of people ever. You can join anytime you would like to by just going to realtalkkim.com and go up to the top of my website and just drop those little arrows down and you'll see the inner circle where you can join. Or you can go to innercircle.realtalkkim.com and just get involved, man. Get involved. Throw yourself in this community. I'm building a tribe of believers, faith walkers. It's just incredible. Really, the inner circle has turned into my escape. Y'all are my escape. I love the inner circle, my RTK inner circle. So anyway, we've been talking about faith a lot. And I had a lady talk to me the other day about from the inner circle, because I just go in there about 7 o'clock every night on our Facebook private page, and I just talk to them and I answer their questions. And one of the ladies was just really discouraged because she didn't get her apartment, and she was like literally giving up. And I said, well, that's fine. You know, you can give up, which is your prerogative. I said, but then you're not going to have any place to live, because you got to be out of your house in 10 days. So you can either be mad at God because he didn't give you the apartment that you were going to settle on, or you can believe God that he's got 10 days to show out in a much bigger way than what you were ready to settle for. That's just the way it rolls, y'all. Life is life. Bad things happen. You hear me? Like, bad things are going to happen. It's life. It is life. This world in the last 2 years has showed us that you cannot depend on your emotions, because we have been staring at things we never thought we would see in this world. And so today you got to get up. You got to praise your way out. And so I want to talk about faith, having faith over fear. Faith is not faith unless faith's all you got left. And you got to dig deep and hate. You might hate where you are, but you can't stay there. You got to get up and press your way through. So how do you fight? How to fight for faith in the dark? You know, I've often said that depression, it really is like wearing tinted glasses. And you only get depressed when you lose hope. So everywhere you look, things look dark. They look bleak. They look black. They look hopeless. They look helpless. The waiting room for depression says, abandon hope, all ye who enter here. Depression, y'all, creeps in. It is both physical and spiritual. It's a spiritual affliction and a chemical imbalancing in the brain. And these imbalances really cause the depressed person to feel awful. Like their entire world is a raw, just catastrophic, hovering moment of just depths and depths of despair. Does that sound like you? When everything is just, oh my God, just horrible. It's easy for faith to falter and to stumble, right? Depression causes a person to feel only gloom and despair, no matter what they're thinking. And normally the prescription for faith is somewhat straightforward. You know, mostly the way we see this is it's like the prescription of it is, I got to look straight forward. I got to read the promises of God. I got to let the promises of God diffuse. I got to spill throughout my heart. And then I got to embrace all of the promises of God fully. And really, as we embrace these promises of what God says, if you follow me, I give y'all so many tools to not stay stuck, that if you're still following me and you're still stuck, it's because you're not willing to get out. Because I give you so many tools on this podcast. If you go back and overdose on all my podcasts, I'm going to get you unstuck. I give you tools. I don't just tell you you're stuck. I help you get unstuck. So when we have more faith, there's often a physical feeling of encouragement, of hope, right? But with clinical depression and most other forms of mental illness, things don't work quite that way, right? Depression usually causes a person to feel only gloom and despair, no matter what they're thinking. Filling your mind with God's promises is necessary, but it's not going to always work right off the bat, right? So I want to talk about that for a second. I want to talk about the clinical depression. I want to talk about how, Kim, I'm listening to you, but I still don't feel like I'm changing. It's almost like having a migraine. Believing God's word is essential, but it won't take away the migraine always, right? You gotta look forward. So I want to talk about going from gloom toward gladness. Like when all you feel is gloom, it becomes very hard to have hope, no matter what you read in scripture. As someone who labored under a lot of depression I did and a lot of anxiety I did throughout my life, I know that it usually doesn't help a depressed person to say, just believe God's word more, right? Because I used to be so mad when people would tell me that. I'd be like, yeah, right. So basically, if you're depressed, you know, mentally, how can you fight for faith? How can you believe while also stumbling through the dark? I want to give you some tips real quick before I go into really shoving faith down your throat. I want to give you those people that say, I hear you, Kim, but it ain't working. I want to talk to you for a second. Number one, you've got to distinguish between fact and feeling. When you feel like I am clinically depressed. And Kim, I overdose on your podcast, and I'm still depressed. I'm still stuck because it's reality. I get it. But you've got to, number one, you've got to distinguish between fact and feeling. The most important thing I've learned is that 90% of the time in the midst of my depression, my feelings have zero connection to reality. Yeah. And this is the key when you are in the clamps of mental illness. You know, I feel bad because something is seriously wrong with my body, because my brain is rebelling, not because everything is really going to pieces. Reality is outside of my broken brain, right? You got to look outside a broken brain. It is defined by God's word. It's solid. It's a solid objective. It's unchangeable. So you got to realize that if I try to process my life or circumstances through the dark lens of depression, I'm going to be terrified. See, depression turns our brain into a swirling mass of half-truths and distorted perceptions. So if you are depressed, it can be dangerous to evaluate anything in your life. You can't scrutinize your circumstances or friendships or prospects for marriage. I can assure you that you will misinterpret reality. Instead of doing that, simply say, I'm leaving that to God for now. Right? I'll think about it later. I'll trust Him to handle it. God is good. He is faithful. He loves you even though you don't feel it. He can handle your life even when you can't. That's the coolest thing. That's how I got out of my clinical depression, y'all. You got to remember, faith is not a feeling. Faith is simply believing that God will do what He said. Even when it doesn't feel like it, I can guarantee that when you are depressed, it won't feel like God is faithful. But that feeling simply isn't true. Don't believe it. You know, I love this statement right here. It says, let me get my wording right. I'm going to read it. I'm trying to find it. It was a pastor who, accurately sensitive to the imperfect feeling of our faith, he says that true faith clings so fast to the inmost parts that, however it seems to be shaken or to bend this way or that, its light is never so extinguished or snuffed out that it does not at least lurk as it were beneath the ashes. So like David prays in Psalms 139 and 11 and 12, our faith may often slip away from our sight, but it does not slip away from God who gave it in the first place. So the truth is, you've got to separate your feelings from truth. Here's number two. You got to find a friend to remind you of the truth. That's why I created the RTK Inner Circle. I created this movement so that you could have people that were on this in the same fights of life that you are, but yet we every day are reminding each other to go to breakthrough and not break down. So you got to find friends. You got to find a tribe to remind you of the truth, because y'all, depression gets you stuck inside your head. It does. It gets you stuck inside your head. Your brain becomes a swirling mass of just really half-truths and distorted perceptions. Up seems down. Truth seems stranger than fiction. It's impossible to think straight. It's like looking upside down in a hall of darkened mirrors. And during these times, I need someone to tell me the truth. Yeah, not in a corrective way or as a exhortation, but simply as an anchor. I'm sitting here speaking this podcast over you. And as I'm talking about these people that you need in your lives in our RTK Inner Circle family, I'm thinking of people right now that literally were in the depths of despair that now are anchors for others. I've got faces right now of people in my inner circle that came in that inner circle broken and stuck and hurt and in shame and guilt. And now I'm watching those exact people be anchors for others that are where they used to be, right? You need someone in your life to say things like, listen, here's what's true. I know it doesn't feel true, but it's true. Right now, you feel like you are doomed, but God is with you. He loves you. He loves you. Every one of you listening today, He loves you, and He's not going to let you go. Just 20 minutes. Did y'all know that even if you walk outside, get in the sun, right? That's going to be number three, to get out of that sinking, depressed feeling. Give sunshine to your soul. If you feel depressed, one of your greatest temptations is to shut people out. And I get that. I used to do it. It's really hard to let people into the cage of your life, but you have to. You need someone to gently remind you of what's real. You need a faithful friend to walk through the valley of depression with you. That's why you need the RTK Inner Circle. I'm telling you, you need my tribe. When your friend speaks the truth to you, it gives you something to grab onto. In the moments of darkness and despair, don't believe what your mind is telling you. Believe the words of your faithful friend. You know, even in our RTK Inner Circle, we've got a few people that are just still broken. They're just determined to just everything's a crisis. And of course, we keep loving those people. But if I go really research that person, it's because they still haven't connected to anybody. They're still all alone. They still are all alone. I've got 21 groups in my inner circle, within my inner circle of caretaker group. I've got a singles group. I've got a divorce group. I've got a seasoned and sassy group or over 50. These people do dream boards together. They drink coffee together. They literally are doing life together. And so the ones that are still struggling are the ones that refuse to let themselves have friends. And that's what the enemy wants you to do. Then you got to give yourself some sunshine, man. You got to walk outside. I found, y'all, one of the most effective methods for increasing my faith begins with my body. When I exercise or go for a walk or sit in the sunshine, my body feels so much better. When I don't eat bad foods, y'all know I've just lost 55 pounds. I did it because I was sick of feeling fat. I was sick of feeling ugh. I was sick of feeling heavy. I was sick of feeling groggy. I was sick of feeling fat. So I did something about it. How did I do it? I changed my thinking. See, I think more clearly when I feel healthy. I move more easily. Y'all have watched this weight fall off of me, so if I can do it, you can do it, right? I love what Charles Spurgeon says. He says, who often fought depression said a day's breathing of fresh air upon the winds or a few hours ramble in the beach woods, unbourageous calm would sweep the cobwebs out of the brain of scores of our toiling ministers who are now but half alive. A mouthful of sea air, a stiff walk in the wind's face would not give grace to the soul, but it would yield oxygen to the body, which is the next best. See, God's love, even though you don't feel it, He can handle your life, even when you can't. He can. Get outside, go for a walk, sit outside on your porch, right? And then you got to get to a place where you grip a grip stronger than your own. Ultimately, your hope and depression hinges on Jesus. He's holding you even when it feels like you're free falling. You may be in the dark, but your shepherd is walking right beside you. He knows what it's like to be overwhelmed by grief and swallowed by bleakness. He knows your grip on life may falter, but His grip on you won't. That's the beauty of God. He's got you. He's holding you right now in the palm of your hand, right? He is holding you in the palm of His hands. I love 2 Corinthians 3:4-5. It says, such confidence we have through Christ before God. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our confidence comes from God. This verse answers a question a few chapters earlier in Paul's letter, referring to the two tracks of human life on earth. We are either following Christ and being saved, are powering through on our own accord and perishing. If we aren't willing to do the work of developing our faith, we will get caught in fear's undertow. God has not given us a spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7 reminds us, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. You know what, guys? Human beings are born with two fears, fear of falling and fear of loud noises. Fear is inborn. So daily life in Christ requires replacing old fears with new. Confident faith is rooted in the quiet moments with God and in pursuit of our Savior. Fear of God prepares our confidence by who He says we are. Fear of man is based on what the world says we should be. Fear of God means nothing less than caring more about what God thinks than what people think. Being like Christ means transcending our biology and living as children of our great God, right? So today, develop the strength to endure fear. Hebrews 12:3 says, consider Him who endured such opposition for sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Fear is a common thread of humanity, y'all. It's going to happen. And our reaction to it exposes the condition of our faith. A long-distance runner must accumulate stamina and strength. We must persistently train ourselves to know and live God's truth. It allows us to swap fear for peace. Just as a runner pushes through impossible amounts of pain to go to the full distance, everyone has fear. Everyone has fear. Your problem isn't that you are afraid. It's what you do with the fear that really matters. So Jesus selflessly walked through immense pain to get to the cross. When we are training, that's the attitude we are to adopt. Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Sometimes we look back, y'all, years later and trace His hand on our steps. I do. But just like a runner doesn't feel fit after the first month of running, we are getting stronger and stronger. This is why I always tell my inner circle and my church, Limitless Church, I tell them all the time, you may not be where you want to be, but bless God, you ain't where you used to be, right? You got to pray for perspective. That's what you got to do today. Pray for perspective. Psalms 146 and 7 through 8 says, the Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. So our view of God is limited on this earth. As we develop our faith, we begin to see glimpse of life through his eternal perspective. His perspective is eternal. He is just. Psalms 146, blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose help is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. God is in sovereign control. Even as the earth unravels, when we are tempted to fear, all we fail to understand, we just fail to understand that faith keeps us from coming completely unglued. Reality tells us so much of what we spend our time worrying about, it never even happens. Living under the weight of the what ifs is a hard place to dwell. You got to let it go. You listen, the right relationships produce favor, bravery, faith. We talked about it. A transparent relationship with God is a powerful weapon over fear. Things we wouldn't cry out to a soul on this earth to, we can freely bring to his presence. He hears us. He says in the word of God that he sticks close to the brokenhearted. There's no such thing in this world as a fearless Christian. I'm telling you, one of the tall tale signs that he is answering our prayers is that we are forced to face numerous situations and decisions that are going to make us fearful. The kind of fear that makes us want to withdraw from bold words and deeds. He says, I am there. You got to walk through these situations. You got to walk through this fear to grow stronger in me, right? I love that. I love what 1 Corinthians 1:9 says. Count on this. God is faithful. And in his faithfulness, he's called you out into an intimate relationship with him. Our Lord Jesus, the anointed. Jesus was extremely transparent with his friends on earth. He washed their feet. He explained everything the Father told him to. Jesus wept with his friends. He prayed with them intimately and for them. He healed them. He forgave them. And ultimately, he died for them and for us. He calls us his friend. He lives in us. Yet so often, we don't let him in. We honor our fears over our God when we consider their strength to be more than the one that conquered death. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love. Oh, but it assures us that perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made in perfect love. Our Father puts us in communities, the RTK community, the Limitless community, to support and encourage each other. Fear, and worry can consume you if you're not careful. You got to put people around you to lift you up, to encourage you. We are not meant to live alone in this life. It's much scarier that way and grants fear more powerful. Galatians 6:2 advises us to carry each other's burdens. And in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. You got to lean into community. Lean into Limitless Church. Lean into RTK Inner Circle. Trust God has placed people in your proximity as extensions of his love. Then you got to clearly define self-care and faith. You got to define self-care over faith, right? It says in Corinthians 6:19 through 20, do not Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. We cannot live life to the fullest if we are running on empty. So you got to take care of yourself. You got to sleep at night. You got to at least get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Got to take care of yourself, right? Take care of your mind. Self-care includes guarding God's truth as our top priority. Knowing our focus drives the overall direction of our faith, right? Do it. Get outside. And then you got to keep faith over fear. Faith is listening, y'all. And trusting beyond what we can see. All right? It makes sense of scripture that says God will not leave us. He will not forsake us. Faith is a decision to focus on what he says is true instead of wondering the what ifs in life. Christ never promised us easy, but he did promise we wouldn't walk through anything alone. Faith holds on for dear life when the pain is unexplainable, unfair, and seemingly never ending. Today, guys, hold on to faith. Choose faith over fear today. Don't stay stuck in a rut. Don't allow yourself to look at that clinical depression diagnosis as a finale. I got delivered. I got healed. And so can you. Do what you can. Today, friend, do what you can. Find you a community. Find you a tribe. Let go of those people in your life that are constantly bringing up your past. If they keep bringing up your past, put them in your past. Get focused on Jesus, the one that is so proud of you. That's what I love about God, is he takes your mess and turns it into a message. He takes your scars and he turns them into stars. He turns your wounds into wisdom. He turns your pain into a pulpit. So today, let him love on you. Join the RTK Inner Circle today. If you're in Atlanta, come be a part of my church. Every Sunday, 10 and 11:30, 1653 Highway 85 South, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30215. Go right now over to my website, realtalkkim.com. Go on and subscribe. Become a part of my community. Download my free app. Just go to your Google Play Store, your Apple Store, and download the Real Talk Kim app. I send notifications out to you all throughout the day of encouragement. Change what you're used to. If you've been doing the same thing forever, I dare you to take a risk today. Allow me to be in your world. Allow others to be a part of your life. Watch yourself fly. Nobody can make you get up and do things differently. Do things differently because you want better. You only get one chance at this life. Live it to the best. Man, I love you guys so much. Father, I just thank you for my friends today. Lord, I pray that you allow them to realize that faith is a choice. And even though we can't see you moving, we always know that the teacher is always silent during the test. But Lord, today, give us your strength. Give us your strength, God, to move forward even when we're afraid. Help us move mountains. Today, God, we love you so much. We thank you for who you are in our lives. Give my friends courage in their weakness. Give my friends boldness in their sadness. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. I love you guys so much. Thank you for sharing this with a friend. You are loved. If nobody else loves you and you don't feel like you matter to me. You matter to me. I love you tons, guys. I'm Real Talk Kim. Share this podcast with somebody. Somebody needs to know how to get up out of that dark place. I love you.